Hughesy and Ed, driving you home this afternoon. You need to be texting right now, Ed, to 1995 1010.
It is the dancing queen.
Vote for him when he's on your screen. Oh, yeah.
Need your votes, man. I was still down there, bottom three last week.
No, I
need your votes, man.
Your dance last Sunday night was amazing.
Thanks, mate.
And I believe this Sunday night's dance is even more amazing.
I cannot tell you how hard we're working.
No, you can see it on the floor, man.
It's
paying off.
Thanks, mate.
Seriously.
Tell you who else is working hard, and that is poor Travis Cloak's dance teacher / partner, Violetta. You know, she's got to drag that lumbering.
Travis slid into my DMs actually yesterday.
Oh, God, what does he want?
He was that photo of mine, which was of the me in the G string.
Yep.
He commented on it.
What did he say? Because he's got something brewing. He's got something brewing.
He said he's seen a lot of men nude in his time.
He has told me that before, yeah.
Well, as a footballer.
No, he didn't say that.
No, showers. They shower together.
I'm just telling you what he told me.
They shower together.
I'm just telling you what he told me.
Just to save time. And all they
is this
do,
all
mate,
in the same? Was this all in the same message?
Well, he said that anyway. It was complimentary, and I appreciated it. And I tell you what, he's going to get a few of my votes just for that DM slide.
You are.
Thank you, Travis.
Speaking of that type of thing, I was perplexed by a story that Violetta, Travis's dance partner, told me today, and she's on the line. Would you like to say hello?
Hey, good afternoon,
hello.
Violetta.
Hi, V.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Now,
can I tell you that Ed came into the radio show with a full head of steam because of something that happened between you and another man? Is that right?
I know. I heard.
Yeah. Now, V, so in your own words, can you tell us what happened with you and the French barista, the very handsome French barista that's at the cafe downstairs?
Okay, yeah, it's important that it's from my own words, okay? So this is what happened.
Good.
I went down to get myself a sandwich, and...
What do you have on your sandwich? I'm interested in a professional dancer's diet. What was
no
on the
judgment,
sandwich?
No judgment, ham and cheese.
Simple. Yeah. My daughter, one of my daughters has ham and cheese sandwich every single day, ham and cheese wrap, and she loves dancing. That's good.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect.
It's the diet of a dancer. Yep.
So I said, to be completely honest with you, I come down to get a coffee every now and then, okay? And I sort of knew that the boy was a bit interested. I could sort of tell a little bit, okay? And today the other day he asked, how can I get, in contact with you? How can we speak? Can I have your number?
Yep.
And I just said something like, oh, well, do you have Instagram? I could give you my Instagram.
Perfect. Hang That's on. The now, new generation.
Wait, is that a thing?
Of course it is.
That's a
it
thing.
Is
yes.
A thing.
You ask
it's
someone for your number and they give you their Instagram
because
handle.
Because he can Travis Cloak style slide into DMs.
Well, look, no, let me explain. What? There's a reason for this. Okay? The reason is because when you give someone your number, it's a little bit more personal, okay?
Yeah.
Whereas when you give someone your Instagram, you're sort of not quite committing, but you're keeping the option open, okay?
Whoa.
And then what you do, okay, it's 2020, we look at what you do is you look at their photos.
Yeah. Their
okay,
history.
And you sort of suss them out. You suss them out what were they up to last
exactly.
year. Exactly. You know? Like what...
You could look
are
at his
they
photos.
Married?
Yes, is that his family or is he the uncle
well,
or is that Yazette?
Exactly,
who's
exactly.
Who are those children?
Absolutely.
You know, is he still with the mother of the children? What's
exactly.
Where's she in the situation?
Exactly, you can literally find everything out via Instagram. You don't even, and we've all been on first dates where that are terrible, that you want to go home, that you question why you're there. Instagram's like the first date before the first date.
Yeah,
right.
Now,
yeah, so has he slid into your DMs?
Well, yes, he did.
Of course he did.
And did he get a response from UV?
No, not yet. No.
Has it marked as seen? Have you?
Well, it was a bit awkward today when I...
Oh, come on. Violetta.
Was it mentioned at all in today's sandwich purchase?
No,
you didn't even mention it.
Oh, no.
That is weird. I feel...
Got it. Oh.
Yeah, that's the con.
Is he... Now, he's probably not listening, so you don't have to worry about this. But is he a chance?
No,
Dad.
No. Why she doesn't?
No, he's not listening. He can hardly speak English. Is he a chance?
No, I don't think so. Not after looking at his Instagram.
Oh, he's lost down on an Instagram.
What was on his Instagram that put you off?
No, honestly, no. It wasn't
his body.
It wasn't so much his Instagram. No, it was just that. That's the thing. I sort of just added him on Instagram just to sort of suss out. If I was very interested, I would have given him my number. That's the truth. I would have given him my number. As I said, Instagram just keeps the option open.
No, I think we can put it right. Thank you, V.
Lovely to see you.
We'll watch her dance with Travis Cloak on Sunday night.
Yes, absolutely right.
I think right now you fill the board with people who an Instagram started their relationship.
There is no way.
Yes, absolutely.
This is not a thing.